Like I could eat just bread and drink water. That's what he told me. But sometimes you have to tell the truth when you go to confession, face to face, and they had that confession going on yet.
Something you hear making a noise around a lake at night.
Lake? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What is that? Some kind of fish or something?
Well, something that hops around, makes a croaking noise.
That's a toad frog?
Uh-huh.
Frog.
What different kinds of frogs are there?
Jumping frog? Oh. I can't think of the name of it now.
What do you call the big ones?
I call them frogs. That's all I used to call them myself.
What about the real small ones?
Little frogs and big frogs. That's all I used to call them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a hard-shelled animal that can pull its neck and legs into a shell.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? It's got a hard shell.
Oh, a gopher?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Now, what you say about it?
What else do you have besides a gopher?
A gopher? I used to just a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to take a gopher and make me a good old stew out of that and dumplings in that. Then I used to kill them, you know, and cut the head off them, get that shell off and get all them, the 4 feet and all that inside, and make me the best stew going. And everybody used to clean up for it.
What?
Used to,
go ahead.
They're down there on, I used to live on Street, and what's his name? Door.
Uh-huh.
Down there on down across the street from the Salvation Army. I used to stay on this side in that big old house. I guess they done tore it down now. And they used to get out some kind of way from that store and come home. And I used to get them called in my yard. And I did, and I didn't do a thing but take them and kill them and clean them up good, wash that meat good, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I used to have me took go for all the time. Then I used to go down there to that store there on Romano and down by the St. Joseph's Church. And that's why I used to buy them too.
And do turtles stay on land or in water?
The turtles look like they stay in the water too.
Uh-huh.
I think, because I never do see them on land.
Uh huh.
In the water, I think they do.
Mm-hmm. And kind of an insect that flies around a light, tries to fly into the light.
Butterflies.
Uh-huh. What else?
And bees.
Mm-hmm.
And junibugs. I used to catch junibugs and tie a little cord on them, little thread on them, and let them go up and down. But we ain't seen no more of them no more now. That's all, you know, the figs. Used to lie on the fig trees. And we used to catch them off the fig trees, you know. And used to get them and tie a little thread on the back leg and let them fly up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen them more of them now. Well, none of them got grown. I don't see them. No. We used to have fun with them all when we was kids, you know.
Uh-huh.
I used to see them when I first moved back down here, but after that, now I don't bother to see them no more now. Yeah, no more about them.
What's an insect that has a little light in its tail?
Light tail?
Has a little light that flashes on and off?
I don't know.
Well, you know, fly around at night sometimes, they have this little yellow light flash on and off. Did you ever hear of a firefly or a lightning bug?
No.
And what kinds of insects will eat holes in your wool clothes?
Let's see.
What kinds of insects eat holes in your wool
clothes? Oh, I think